بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد الحمد لله tonight is the 14th of April in the year 2024 and alhamdulillah we moved on to the 72nd night that we're going through the illustrious and blessed life of the noble companion, Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu. And I've started the subsection in which we're taking a glimpse into a few of his blessed words of wisdom. So in a hadith, in Abu Dawood, number 2418, Sahih, Ahmad in his Musnad 4-197, Hakim in his Mustadrak 1-435, Sahih, Zahabi, Sahih, Ibn Khuzaymah, number 2419, Sahih and others. Abu Murrah, the freed slave of Sayyida Umhani, radiyallahu, he relates, we entered along with Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr, radiyallahu, upon his father, Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As, radiyallahu. He served both of us some food and said, eat. His son replied, I am fasting. Sayyidina Amr radiyallahu anhu thereupon said disapprovingly, eat, as these are the days in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered us to eat our meals and prohibited us from fasting. Malik, a sub-narrator, added, they were the days of tashriq. So let's look at this. So this is a sahih hadith in Abu Dawood, Ahmad and other references. So who were the two guests of Amr? They were his son, Abdullah ibn Amr, and Abu Murrah, a senior tabi'in, rahmatullah alayh. So he served food to both his guests. He goes, eat. So his son, who was known for his incredible worship, he says, I'm fasting, father. So Amr, he got upset. Why did he get upset? He goes, these are the days in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered us to eat our meals, prohibited is from fasting. And one of the sub-narrators said, they were the days of tashriq. So what are the days of tashriq? The 3 days after Eid al-Adha, the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th of Zulhijjah are known as the days of tashriq. The reason they are called the days of tashriq is because the dried pieces of the flesh of sacrificial animals appear to be shining in the sun during those auspicious days. So tashriq, it means, you know, bright or shining. So why are they called the shining days? Because it's the day of sacrifice. You sacrifice, i.e. On the day of Eid and the days thereafter. And the dried meat would shine in the sun. So that's why they call it tashriq. So why can we not fast on those days? In another report it mentions, Sayyidina Uqba ibn Amr radiyallahu, he relates that our beloved messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ayyamul tashriqi iduna ahlal islam wa hiya ayyamu aqlin wa shurbin. And the days of tashriq are the days of Eid for us, the people of Islam. And they are the days of eating and drinking. So this is recorded in Nasa'i, number 3007, Ibn al-Hasan, Abu Dawood, number 2419, Tirmidhi, number 773, Hasan Sahih. So here the Prophet explained, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the days of Tashriq, i.e. the 11th, the 12th, and 13th of Zulhijjah, are the days of Eid. They're still Eid. And therefore, obviously, you eat and you drink. So Abdullah ibn Amr was fasting, even on the days of Tashriq. But there's an exception. The only exception to this rule is the one performing Hajj Tamattu and does not have the capacity to offer an animal to sacrifice. So there's 3 different types of Hajjs. 2 of them require a sacrifice. Hajj Tamattu is when you perform the Umrah and then you come out of your ihram, you have a break, and then on the 8th, when all the pilgrims gather towards Mina, you put on the ihram again. So this is the easy Hajj, you know, for want of a better word. And you have to sacrifice on the 10th. If you don't have the means, you want to do tamattu, but you can't sacrifice, he or she now has to observe 10 fasts. 3 during the period of Hajj and 7 upon reaching home. Such a person is allowed to fast 3 days during the days of Tashriq. I refer to Sahih Bukhari, number 1999, and Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah 2, verse 196. So there's the exception. A person is dun tamattu, performed Hajj tamattu, he can't afford the sacrifice, so he has to fast 10 days. 3 days during the Hajj. So obviously Hajj is taking place in the days of Tashriq. So he or she are the only ones who are allowed to fast in those 3 days. Of course, 7 days upon going back home. And that's deduced by a hadith in Bukhari Sharif and also the commentary of Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah 2, verse 196. So thinking good of Abdullah ibn Amr, maybe he was performing the Hajj and he hadn't offered the sacrifice and he was maybe fasting on the days of Tashriq. Whatever the case, his father did not like this. In other words, people are emulating you. So note, his father also educated his noble son. In a similar report, Sayyidina Amr radiyallahu was also once informed that certain people were not partaking of the early morning sahri, i.e. the pre-dawn meal which one takes when one is intending to fast. To which Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu, he responded, I have heard Rasulullah say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the only distinguishing factor between our fasting and that of the people of the book is the blessed sahri. This is in Sahih Muslim, number 1096, Riyad al-Salihin, number 1232. So what's happened? So obviously you can fast without the sahri. The sahri is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Amr ibn al-As, somebody informed him that some people aren't having sahri, they're fasting but they're not having the sahri, he wasn't happy. And the reason he gave, because he heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, the only thing which is different between our fasts, the Muslims' fasts, and the Jews and the Christians' fasting is sahri. So if that is the only thing that distinguishes us from them, and you're not doing it, you're emulating them. The sahri is thus blessed, for our beloved messenger had said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is blessings in 3. The jama'ah, the congregation. Thareed, i.e. a dish of meat and bread that is mixed, and partaking of sahri. This is in Tabarani in his Kabir, number 6127. So note, where are the blessings in congregation? The rewards of salat increase in congregation. And unity and protection lies in the congregation. So of course there's blessings in the congregation. Thareed, there's blessings in this. Thareed was a dish that the Prophet loved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We call it juri, something very easy to digest. And in one report in the Sahih, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he praised Aisha, our beloved mother. He said, Aisha compared to other women is like thareed compared to other dishes. So this shows that Aisha had a special place. So thareed is also blessed. What was the last thing the Prophet mentioned? Those who partake of sahri, just like this blessings, meaning you're depriving yourself of blessings. Our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged it to such an extent that he said, if nothing is available, then one should eat a dry date or have a sip of water. This is in Tabarani in his Musnad al-Shamiyyin, Ibn Hibban in his Sahih, number 3476. So this is a misconception. People think sahri means a breakfast. And the response is, it doesn't mean a meal. You can have a meal, but it doesn't mean that. For you to acquire the sahri, even a sip of water, that's sahri, you got it. Or you have a dry date, the Prophet ﷺ said. So even if you get up late, let's say, and let's say there's just 5 minutes left for the entry of Fajr, you can still take something for the sahri, even a sip of water or even a dry date, the Prophet mentioned sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another report, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, he relates that our beloved Messenger said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على المتسحرين. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His angels alayhi salatu wasalam send salah upon those who partake of sahri. This is in Ahmad in his Musnad 3-12, Tabarani in his Awsat number 6434 or 6-687, Ibn Hibban number 153 or 1-209, Sahih. Ibn Abi Shayba in his Al-Musannaf 3-8, Hassan, Targhib number 1066 or 1-456. So the wording is very interesting. It's exactly the same wording which you find in Surah Ahzab, where Allah Ta'ala mentions blessings upon His beloved. The verse Surah Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says in Surah Ahzab, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His angels send blessings on the Prophet. So it's in the Quran. Exactly the same wording is for the people of Sahri. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى الْمُتَسَحِّرِينَ. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His angels send salat upon those who partake of Sahri. So now, this is an authentic report. So a person starts scratching his head. He goes, I don't understand the wisdom of that. You ask why? He goes, when I have sahri, it makes the fast easy. So if it makes the fast easy, why is Allah Ta'ala getting so pleased? Don't we get rewarded for the more hardships? And it's actually a hadith that mentions that. And the answer is yes. However, the sahri is a sunnah. And it shows how merciful our loving Lord is. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? For He does not want any hardships for us, that we may eat prior to the entry time of Fajr, thus making the forthcoming day's fast easier. Not only that, accruing the priceless divine mercy and rewards in the process. SubhanAllah. So note, sahri isn't just about eating and drinking. It's about acquiring the blessings which Allah Ta'ala has promised and the salat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala's salat means He's blessing you. The angel's salat means they're making dua for you. So if somebody says to you, I want Allah the Almighty and Glorious subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless me. And I want the angels alayhi salatu wasalam to make dua for me. You're not asking for much. Of course you're asking for heavens and the earth. Sahri. You are entitled to this. So note, going back to the initial report, when Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu was informed some people are not having sahri, he got upset. He goes, the only distinguishing factor between us and the people of the book is the sahri. So again, very important, the fast is valid without the sahri, but you've deprived yourself, not just of food and drink, but also the incredible divine blessings and the du'as of the angels, alayhi salatu wasalam. And what is the precise sunnah? In Sahih Bukhari, somebody asked Zayd ibn Thabit, who was the neighbor of the Prophet and the scribe of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was the time between Rasulullah's sahri and the azan of Fajr? Zayd ibn Thabit radiyallahu anhu said 50 verses. So that's the report, the meaning of the report. So now what's interesting, the Arabs, when they would talk about time, they would say the time it takes for you to milk a camel. They'll speak like this. But Zayd, he didn't use the normal terminology. He goes, the time it takes to recite 50 verses. So what he was hinting at, the great Zayd ibn Thabit radiyallahu anhu, was that time when you stop your sahri, and you're waiting for the obligatory prayer entry time, you should be reciting Quran. But 50 verses, how long is that? So you can say 10 minutes. So the sunnah, if you want to be precise, is to stop eating and drinking roughly 10 minutes before the entry of Fajr. And that's why you'll notice on the Ramadan timetable in particular, they will give you two times, because Sehri ends, Fajr ends, and you notice there's a 5-10 minute gap, and that's why. However, you can eat all the way up to the entry of Fajr. That 10 minutes is because of what Zayd said, radiallahu. And notice, Allah Ta'ala wants ease with us. You know, subhanAllah, this is again His great kindness and His mercy for us, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other thing I'll add just to finish. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, there's a report in Abd al-Razzaq in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah Ta'ala have mercy on Bilal. If it was not for him, you could have ate until the sunrise. So what Rasulullah actually wanted, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to this report, he wanted to increase the time of Sahri actually up to maybe the end of the Fajr or even Ishraq. But Bilal was calling out the Iqamah, meaning it was due to, but don't think ill of Bilal. But this was again the great mercy of Rahmatul Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all I mentioned today was two things. One was Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu being upset with Abdullah ibn Amr because he was fasting on the day of Tashriq. And I mentioned what the days of Tashriq are and possibly why he was fasting. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And these are the days of Eid. And then I mentioned, of course, the displeasure of Amr ibn al-As of those who were not keeping the sahri, even though they were fasting. And he gave the reason from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But I mentioned a few other things with regards to this most priceless deed. Are there any questions you'd like to ask? Subhana bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka, wa atubu ilayhi min shaitan rajim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, alladhina amanu wa amilus salihat, wa wasbil haqq, wa wasbil sabr, sadaqallahu.